Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm calling to file a claim. I'm not sure if I'm on the right place.
Okay. I can file that claim for you if you want me to.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Could I get your social security number?
Well, just a minute, because I found y'all on Google. I don't want to use scam. Child. How can I tell me this, y'all? Y'all got a website or something?
So, ma'am, there is two ways you can get to. There are two ways you can get, like I said, there's two ways. One is through the claimant portal, and then the second one is through the adol.alabama.gov website. And we also have two numbers that you can get in contact with us through. That first number is 866-234-5382, and that second number is the inquiry department, which is 800-361-4524.
Okay, before you do so, also I wanted to ask, is there a confirmation I'm going to receive after the claim?
Like, yes, ma'am. Email? So you'll get a confirmation number. I don't know if it gets sent to your email. I don't know if it gets sent to your email if you do it by yourself. But if I do it for you, I just have to read you the confirmation number.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I said if you wanna do it by yourself, if that's how you feel more comfortable, you can.
No, I wanna do it with you, but I found y'all on Google, and last time I called, it was kind of hard to get in touch with somebody. So, what's the website one more time? The .gov.
Okay, ma'am. So if you wanna, so that first one is adol.alabama.gov. Mm-hmm. And if you wanna try and file a claim by yourself, there is the Alabama Claimant Portal, and it's going to be alabamaclaimantportal.gov.
Okay, hold on. Alabama Claim.
Yes, ma'am. Alabamaclaimantportal.gov.
Claimantportal.gov.
And it should be the very first one that pops up.
Alabama Claim Portal, and that's where I put my name and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, so you already have a Claimant Portal account?
I don't. Like, do I create one? I'm gonna let you do it. I just didn't know you guys was gonna answer so fast. I'm just trying to make sure it's not is there another way you can confirm with me online that that's all I'm saying is though, I'm just nervous that you guys maybe, I'm not sure.
But yeah, so so the number you called, this is the real number for the Alabama Department of Labor.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm ready. You ready for the social?
Yes, ma'am.
It's gonna be 424-434-964.
And can I get your name, ma'am?
Sheila Seeger.
Oh, hold up. I think I might have.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. I think I might have typed the wrong number. I think I might have added an extra number and it had popped someone else up. Okay, just one more time.
424-434-964.
Okay. And it is Tequila Steger?
Yes.
Okay. And could I get your date of birth, Ms. Steger?
07/29/1995.
Okay. And could I get your license number?
How did you know it was my? How you knew what my name was? Did it pop up or something like you gave you my social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's gonna be 941. It's the same thing. But there is. I think it's 3669 or 6936.
Okay. And could I get your mother's maiden name?
Sharprina Johnson. She's married now.
Okay. Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Now I'm going to read you these 5 acknowledgement statements. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Okay.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I did.
You said you did or you didn't?
I did not.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you own the file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No.
And Stekila is spelled S-T-E-K-I-L-A. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Steger is spelled S-T-E-G-E-R. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Could I have your phone number? 5845. I'm gonna just read it back. You said 7/29/1995 is your birthday.
That's right. Oh, I went right through that party. My job is so slow.
And you said your mother's main name is Johnson?
Yes, last name Johnson. Chaplain Johnson.
And what state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama. Okay. Alabama.
And you said 941-6936.
They need this.
Hmm.
Hold on, just a second. Let's make sure. Okay, it's going to be 6936, so 941-6936.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you some demographic questions. What is your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And could I have your current address?
5753 Valley Creek Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35268.
35228. Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your house address?
Yes.
Valley Creek Drive. Okay. And I'm going to just read it back. You said 5753 Valley Creek Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228.
correct?
Okay. And what was your last occupation, ma'am?
T-Mobile.
Say that again.
My last occupation, you mean my job?
Yes, ma'am.
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, okay.
Yeah, I'm working at T-Mobile, the call center.
Oh, so you're a customer service representative?
Yeah.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I am.
All right.
But anything that comes up, but definitely what I'm doing now.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Maybe. Well, I have mental issues, but not like anxiety or however. But I don't work on Sunday, so no.
Okay. And it says, please choose the reason you are unable to work. So it has work restrictions and limitations by order of physician.
I'm terminated, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just a question we're required to ask. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I currently travel, I think, at least 5 to 6 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$17.
$17 an hour, okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, real estate license. No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in time between October the 1st, 2022 and September the 30th, 2023?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments through direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And do you want checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. Could I have your routing number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So would you prefer the state debit card?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, you said your last job was T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And could I have the phone number for that job?
Let me see. I could give you five. It's going to be 866-578-6423.
6423. Okay. And was this a work for home job or did you work in the office?
I worked in the office and some days I worked at home.
Okay.
3 days on the site, 2 days at home.
And was that job in Birmingham?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Could I have your start date and end date for that job?
I think it was November 29 or something, 28, 2021. And the end date was today, March the 28th.
Okay.
2024. Mm-hmm.
So November the 29th, 2021 was your start date. And then March the 28th, 2024 was your last day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And now it's just asking, why are you no longer working?
Okay. They stated that I was terminated due to a call I have received and by telling the customer about the 4 to 8 hour hold time that we have on their payment arrangement. So we was ordered to tell the customers that if their payment arrangement has been rejected and they're under 30 days, once their service is gone to suspicious, they do have at least 4 to 8 hours to submit that payment, or they can go online to restore their services by setting up a payment arrangement.
Okay. So was this like company policy?
We was ordered to do this. That means by leadership, we was told this is what we do on the call. Basically what's going on now, but I definitely was not expecting to be terminated about something that we all do. We definitely all do before the hour. So, yeah. I've been working since the time I've been working up there. We've been doing the 4 to 8 hour. So.
Okay. And could you tell me who discharged you, your manager?
I know Rovania Malls. And then, a new manager up there, but I can't recall her name. It's kind of hard to call her name. But I know Rovania Moss was someone.
Okay.
If you need to spell her name, I can do that for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, can you spell that name for me?
It's going to be Ravonna.
Okay, one more time. I'm sorry.
R as in Robert. Avonna. I think it's, I think I said it right.
So it's like Ravonna?
Ravonna. Yeah, like a Ravonna. Mm-hmm.
Okay, was she like a manager or a supervisor to you?
She was a manager. She is a manager.
And I was asking, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? And just asking, did you speak to a manager about it?
What did I do prior to the discharge?
Yeah, and they just asking, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Okay, so prior to the discharge, after we had a meeting on which we was all on a WebEx, so the whole team was on a WebEx, they were telling us about the call. After that, I did perform what I was ordered to do and don't no longer tell our customers about the 48-hour hold time. And that moving forward, that's something that we don't supposed to do. So I did tell them that. Moving forward, that's what I did to fix the issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now it's just asking, did you get any prior warnings for this, or was it a first-time thing?
This is a first-time thing, yeah. Okay. So no prior warnings about the situation. It was like a first-time thing, and then it just escalated.
All right. And it says, did you commit the act your employer alleges, and just saying, did you do what you got terminated for?
Well, what I was performing on what I was ordered for, you know, yeah. Because they stated it, so that's what we do. So I did, at that time, was doing it. And then after that, that's when I found out about everything, you know.
Okay, so you just want to... So you just want to say yes.
I did set up by the 48 hour. Yeah, you just say yes.
Okay.
I did the 48 hour policy thing.
And I just want to, like, I don't want to just fill it in. Like, I had typed out what you had told me. I'm just putting your own words, though. So, for, you said you were terminated, so I put discharge. And I just want to make sure I'm putting in the right thing.
Okay.
So, they have, okay. So, they don't really have too many options that match what you said. They have, like, unsatisfactory work and then violation of company policy. But I'm not sure which one.
What was the first one?
So the first one is unsatisfactory work, and then the second one would be violation of company policy.
I wouldn't necessarily call it validation because we wasn't ordered. They actually, I think they fired some leadership as well that possibly told us about this stuff, but those are the only two options you have. I'm not sure, but
fast. Okay. I didn't mean to say validation. I meant violation.
More so, I don't think I should be fired about. I don't know. I really don't know. Because I don't think I should have been terminated about a 48-hour policy. Like, that was, especially when you're telling someone, the customer, trying to keep the customer, and just telling him, hey, you have a such amount of days. So I really don't know. I never even done a claim before. I really don't know what verbiage to use. If it's going against the policy, they say, hey, it's in the book. I mean, that's what I think. If I was you and I was in your position, I probably will go for the policy, because as I stated in the conversation, they said that it wasn't the policy. And we was ordered to do this as though it was the T-Mobile policy to let them know about the 48-hour hold. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really don't know, love. I really don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to ask because, you know, I don't want to just be like, oh, they did this and this. So I want to ask before I just put some in.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was going to record a call. That's fine.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I probably get a check this week. I probably get a little check next week, but no, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I'm not.
All right.
And no, I haven't.
And now I'm gonna read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and correct, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match your earnings to provide a wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your name that all of your answers are true and correct.
That's the way.
Okay. All right, and now I'm just going to ask you some random questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1937 St. Charles Avenue Southwest, 310 West 8th Street, 3815 64th Street Northeast, 3905 Vanderbilt Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Never been associated with any of those.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 120-062 County Road 72, 1720 Patch Place, 1777 McMillian Avenue Southwest, 933.
1777.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 2001 Mitsubishi Montero, a 2004 BMW 7 Series, a 2007 Saturn Ion, a 2010 Audi A4, excuse me, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I've never been associated with those.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used your address? Southwest Golden Pines Lane Southwest, Wedgeworth Road, Northwest Bayou Fountain Place, Southwest 33rd Street Southwest, or all the above?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So, which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? And I
And what
can.
was it again?
Okay. So, the options are Southwest Golden Pines Lane Southwest, Wedgeworth Road, Northwest Bayou Fountain Place, Southwest.
Northwest Bayou, whatever that is. I never say that before.
Okay.
I recall.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Teandre Steger? 25 to 29?
Younger.
Yeah, Teandra.
25 to 29.
Okay.
I think 25 to 29.
Okay. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama and just asking you, do you want to file a claim today?
Yes, that's correct.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
I don't have the handbook.
Okay, so you can find that handbook online. And let me make
Yeah,
sure
no
this.
one, I never know. I never was told anything about a handbook.
Let me see. So, ma'am, if you type in benefits, rights, and responsibilities, it's going to be the first one that pops up, and it's going to say Alabama Unemployment Compensation Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, and it's going to be the booklet. So it's online. The following is correct. I'm going to read you the closing statements now. Hello? Are you still there?